Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Mike's live.
All right, so let's talk about some innovations in prostate cancer treatment. My guest is Dr. Jay Cohen. He's a nationally esteemed medical practitioner, researcher, written about 8 health books, I think over 100 medical articles, and really an expert on medication safety and nutrition. And his newest book is titled Prostate Cancer Breakthroughs, New Tests, New Treatments, Better Options. Dr. Cohen, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much. Let me just add one more activity. I've been on the faculty of the University of California, San Diego for, decades. So I'm mainstream, I'm alternative. Basically, I just believe in taking the best of both and find the best ways to treat people safely.
Yeah, that's awesome, Dr. Cohen. That's my personal philosophy, too. It's about just helping people, whatever works best for them. And I'm jealous if you're out there in San Diego a lot. That's my favorite city ever. It's beautiful down there.
I pinch myself every day.
That's awesome. All right, let's talk about...
I'm from Philly, though.
Oh, so you really like that weather down there. That's really nice. What's the standard... Let's just get it... Let's make this clear for the listening audience first. What's the standard treatment for prostate cancer? Let's start there.
All right. The standard treatment, first of all, is what we were just talking about, PSA. The medical profession is retreating from PSA. They want to stop doing it. All the associations and the government have said stop doing it. They don't recommend it even for men who are high risk, men who have blood relatives who had prostate cancer. The best they do is say, well, ask your doctor. Well, the doctor's being told not to do PSAs anymore. So they're retreating. You know, it's funny, all these last 23 years it's been over-treatment, and now because they realize how much over-treatment, they're now going to stop PSA, they're going to under-treat, and all these thousands more men are going to die. So the new test, we have a new MRI. It's not like the old MRI. It takes a special machine, special software. It's called a dynamic contrast enhanced MRI. It can only be done in the centers I mentioned earlier and list in the book, but it can actually see in the prostate. Now, if you go to your doctor and say, well, give me an MRI, he'll give you the old MRI. It can't see in the prostate. Right. It'll look around and see if there's any sign of metastases, but the new one is only available in certain places. This is going to be the big game breaker, because if you have high PSAs, you do your MRI, you can see if there's suspicious areas, and now you can target your biopsy needles to these areas, and you're much more likely to see if there really is cancer. Sometimes they do these random biopsies, as they do now, and they miss it entirely. They have to do it all again and again, and they still aren't sure what they're dealing with. But now that we can see in the prostate, you know, when you think about it, we've been using MRIs for everything else for 2 decades. You wouldn't think of doing a knee or a shoulder or a heart or a brain or a liver without an MRI.
Right.
So now we finally have it, and it's going to be a big change for the better.
So you bring up one more point. I definitely want to now get onto the treatments here, but let me just ask this, though. So if this is going to be that game changer, when should a man ask for this? Is it with that first high PSA, or maybe do they repeat? I mean, where does this actually fall in then in the steps of being treated,
from what I
or
can
being
tell,
diagnosed?
It differs with the different places. Some will do it before biopsy, or they'll use it as part of the biopsy. It's called a MRI-guided biopsy. They're doing it at USC. They're doing it at UCLA. But sometimes they'll do it after the biopsy, and to see, well, the biopsy is suspicious or maybe not, but let's just see because your PSA is high, and they'll do an MRI to make sure. Now, in some places, though, they're using it first to try to avoid having to do biopsies if there's nothing really to shoot for in a biopsy. But either way, the important thing is it's included in the entire diagnostic workup. There's a quote in the book of Peter Scardino, the doctor, head of urology at Sloan Kettering in New York. And he says, well, we just, we do the PSAs and we do the biopsy and we do the MRI and we put it all together and then we have an idea of what we're dealing with. And this is basic medical diagnostics. You get all your tests and you put them together. So they're using it there all the time.
Well, let's assume now we have a patient who's gone through, a man who's gone through all that. He has a good diagnosis. Standard treatment is still surgery, and in many cases, a radical removal of the prostate followed by radiation, right? Is that still the standard treatment in most cases?
Well, it is, unfortunately, but it doesn't need to be. Sometimes it is necessary, absolutely. But for men who have, as I do, we saw an MRI that I had one area of kind of a small, medium tumor. It wasn't anywhere near any structures. It wasn't anywhere near spreading or anything like that. We knew it was a low-grade cancer. So I considered other therapies. One thing I considered is called cryosurgery, and it's a freezing technique where they put this probe into it and they freeze it, and they do it under MRI. So doing that, a man has a choice. It's like a lumpectomy in a woman where
it's more focal therapy.
It's focal therapy. And rather than taking out the whole prostate and getting the nerves and all, you can get in there pretty cleanly and get out with much lower rates of side effects. You can do the same.
So when they do,
let's
talk about those. So there's cryotherapy, which is focal. We're going to talk about this high intensity focus ultrasound. But when it comes to that type of focal therapy, are they seeing success rates with this? Are they successful? Does it have the same success rate as just removing the entire prostate?
Well, that's a very good question. There's early data that suggests it is. Of course, the key is diagnosing the man accurately. But most men who go for the surgery or the full radiation do it because they don't think they have any other options besides waiting.
Right. Good
cancer.
Point. Yeah.
But now,
and your point is, and you write about this in your book a lot, that and I want to reemphasize this because I think this is important, Dr. Gohan. There are options, and that's important to us, right? There are options, and that's really what your book is about, correct?
Yes, and by the way, if as you're watching it, 3 months PSA, 6 months MRI, another 6 months color Doppler if you can get it. If you see signs of it coming back, you can go in again and get it out. You can actually use cryotherapy or high-intensity focused ultrasound or even lasers now. If you do major surgery and take out the whole prostate, if it comes back in that area, you can go in and use those focal techniques to treat that. Or if the
so
focal
these can be follow-ups
only,
as well. Very nice.
Yeah, and you can repeat the focal therapies if you need to. So the most important part is that we have eyes now and we can see in the prostate, right, and separate all these different levels that men have of prostate cancer.
So let's talk about that high intensity focused ultrasound. How does that work?
Well, this is they use a probe, and it's, you know, if you've ever had an ultrasound can become very hot, and they can put it up to a temperature that's near the boiling of water, and they just peel it away and peel it away. My urologist, who's an old surgeon, derisively said it's like treating the prostate with a curling iron. But the fact is that now with MRI, we can use it in a focal way, as I just described. These methods were used for the full prostate, and I don't think they're as good. And the results are not as good as the surgery or the full radiation. But for a half focal area, they have great benefit, as does the new laser.
So all of these kind of new tests, new treatment options, they're all in your book, Dr. Gohan, Prostate Cancer Breakthroughs. I know, my listeners can go to medicationsense.com and they can read about the book, read about what you do, some of your other stuff there. Where can they purchase the book at?
Well, they can purchase it through my website, or they can go on Amazon and purchase it there.
Thank you so much for what you're doing. It's a great book. I'm going to encourage my listeners to go check that out, Dr. Cohen. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.